This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys.
May cause thoughts of suicide, diarrhea, depression.
If you have herpes, don't tell anybody.
You don't have to tell them if you have AIDS now.
You really don't.
They got all that pill.
Like, apparently, the big sale for medicine now in America, they're going after people who would watch the entirety of, like, the Tonys. Someone who's wants to see cats on Broadway before they die. Like, because all the commercials are, like, Broadway themed. They all end up with unified dancing at the end. They're unison, it would be called. Not unified. That sounds too Hillary. Hillary Clinton. Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
I know. Make that meme.
How did that never come up?
I'm sure it's already there. I'm sure of it.
But I like dancing like that.
Yeah, but talking about medicine, it's weird to see people smiling, talking about medicine. You hear a voiceover guy going, diarrhea, depression, thoughts of suicide.
Heck yeah.
If you're a doctor, do you have to keep up with all these?
I think if you've had AIDS, you've probably thought that way already.
That's bizarre.
You telling me you get AIDS, you don't get depressed? Who's all happy go looking? I got AIDS. Ha ha ha. No one.
I've never seen that.
No one.
I can't equate that to anything in my life. Of course,
it's like when you get pulled over and the cop says, why do you look nervous? Because the blue lights just came out of nowhere and made me piss my pants.
Everybody's staring at me. I'm on the side of the road with you.
You got your thing in your pocket, stick me, put me, hurt me?
Yeah, I do. It's called a knife.
Do you have HIV by chance?
I'm not going to brandish it. I'm just going to show you.
Yeah, look at it. Look at my knife.
Do I need a shot of penicillin?
It'd be like a woman with, like, you can't tell her background, but she's got, like, a big, big hair.
Oh, yeah.
Like, huge.
Can't tell her background.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't tell. I don't care. I'm just saying she's got wild, crazy hair, and she walks into the scene like she's all down and out, and then all of a sudden
her buddies show up.
Yeah, and then the butcher behind the meat counter starts dancing, and then the mailman starts dancing, and then all of a sudden, sun is shining, the clouds are gone.
Thoughts of suicide, diarrhea.
Do you have extreme underboob psoriasis?
They're all sitting there, like he's sitting there making farts.
What the
They're all dancing. Guess what? And I don't have to be nervous about it anymore.
Is that the oily discharge that says?
Yeah,
the
all of
pills?
It. IBS, everything.
Oh, Lord.
Side effects may cause hung nipples. Erase your nipples.
Erase your nipples.
What do you call that, Droopy?
Like a big old pencil coming out of your shirt.
lower TI.
You keep jazzing up these commercials. I'm going to want to take these pills even if I don't have the condition.
What is that from, though, this song? It's I equate it with the VMAs. That's where I heard it on VMAs.
I did see it on a commercial, and I had to ask the phone what song this was.
But was it a pharmacy?
It might have been.
Man, they all are now.
They jazz it up, man. They got their own jingles. I don't want to sing them, but we all know jingles.
I want you to sing them.
Well, I mean, they've got to be memorable. Like, it's...
Yeah.
I mean, you just have to have a name. Like, you imagine, like, think about this. Mm-hmm. And I know why it was done. I get the history of it. It's brilliant. But what kind of jeans are those? Guess. Jordache? Guess. Yes. Okay. Bugle Boy. Jinko. I didn't told you twice.
Jinkos.
They're Guess. No, but try to Google that. Google Guess. What?
Do they even make jeans anymore?
I'm sure. I don't know.
That's something you shouldn't grow away from, right? If you make jeans, everybody's got to wear them.
How do you, like, lose out in jeans? Like... I mean, you make jeans.
Were mud jeans still popular, ladies? You used to wear mud with two Ds?
You wear the seven kinds of the wonders or whatever it was? Mm-mm. Man of all kinds? Something like that.
It was just the body
seven
shop
for
was.
All mankind. It was like $200, $300 jeans. Guess is big. Oh, What do you get? Guess, what do they make most of their money from now?
Ooh, I don't know.
Handbags.
Guess?
Yeah, that's what it says here.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what it says here, Paige.
Ever since the Body Shop and One Price Clothing went away, like, you ladies got limited options.
Yeah, you know, somebody called me on that earlier and said you went to the Body Shop. That was a plus-size ladies' clothing store. Well, it was also a way they softly said fat camp back in the early 90s.
It was also a store in the mall that sold whore clothes.
Yes. Well, whore-ish. Back in the corner. I mean, they were like a lot of fishnet.
Is that what
it's called? A lot of fishnet, a lot of glitter.
WC is for whore clothes.
I know, if your 15-year-old daughter wanted to go in there, like, oh, look out.
She's going to come right. Whore Closet Fields,
yes,
in the Hollywood Hall of Fame, WC.
I don't think I've ever shopped there.
That's where they sell the whore pants girls like to wear.
That's WP. That's where you got to get the whore pants.
You call them leggings, but I mean, we know what they really are.
Leggings.
Especially
really?
The flesh tones. You're trying to show off some ass. You wear your whore pants around town.
Again.
They're called yoga pants. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, yoga pants. I saw a lady wearing them who hasn't seen a yoga mat ever. She had no business being in those tight pants.
I mean, they're like...
Come on.
See, I've never worn any. I had yoga pants? I wore compression pants after I had my surgery on my hip, where, you know, it's just for, like, keeping blood flow going and everything.
But that's a reason, like, to, you know, to...
But you see dudes at the gym who wear them. One of my close friends wears it. He wears them compression pants and then wears shorts over them. And I'm like, what do you think? Everybody's going to be looking at the outline of your schlong? Like, why you got the... Why is that
for dudes?
Yeah.
Like bikers?
Like, basketball players, especially WNBA, they'll wear it on one leg. Compression leg.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
I don't get that. Like...
Is it better for your blood
wear
flow?
The other one? I guess. Either that or they're trying to increase it or decrease it, I guess.
Like Spanx for men?
Well, these are women that are wearing these.
Okay.
I guess they would be called spunks.
Means something else now. You ladies that don't have good features, you wear these leggings.
Call them Spanx.
Oh,
get free coffee with every purchase.
Spanx.
Spanx Spanx.
Why don't you have those?
Spanx.
I got Spanx pants. Come on in.
Those are perfect.
You got well,
one stop shopping.
You know, you have to remember,
Spanx.
This is a real brand that we're talking about, local too.
Get me
a partner.
Give me a coffee and some Spanx.
God,
this is Spanx and Spanx.
Some of you ladies can't pull off the leggings. You can't. It's like
now that's just cruel.
It's like a fish's mouth, like looking down. Like it's like two, like, you know.
Oh my God.
It's like a messed up triangle.
Oh God.
It's like a chunky, messed up triangle.
Are you talking about the front or the back?
It's like...
God, you think about the front.
I mean, for real. When the front pooches more than the back, that's where you got issues, I think. Male or female.
No. It's like you got a zipper lane. Like, your butt, both sides of your butt are trying to merge.
Yeah, you're hurting my feelings because I don't have a butt.
That's where I got it from. That's what I was looking at. I'm like, you
mine's
know
like a bluff. Like, it's like it goes out a little bit, but then just careens back down.
I don't want
down.
A butt.
It's like table rock. You know the way that looks.
I spent so many years trying to keep my butt flat for ballet. I don't want one.
Well, I don't have an ass. I don't have the least ass of you two.
I don't either.
I've got the least ass in the room.
I don't know how to tuck it under.
How we'd figure that out, measure wise, but
you know what? It's like me sitting down. Take a plunger and put it on the counter.
Well, like,
and then pull it up. That's me trying to get up.
So somebody told me this the other day, and I got to start watching. Because remember, I have this, it's not a fascination, but now that butt implants have become more prevalent, even in the South, you know?
Oh, really, yeah.
The way you can tell is that when the woman sets down, a real butt, let me try to explain this where it'll make sense, because we're on the radio. If they're fake, she's going to stay that tall when she sets down. You understand what I'm saying by that?
As far as how they move?
Yeah.
A real
fat ass, you're going to spread out.
It
goes into your thighs.
If you see a woman sitting there that you think, God, I think her butt's fake, and she has perfect posture, it's fake.
You know how else you can tell?
Fake ass.
It's too big to damn wipe. If she looks like she sat on a Snicker bar.
Especially if she's got the freaking Edward Scissorhands fingernails. I must say S word.
Cigarettes.
No, I must say opposite.
Cigarettes.
No, I must say the S word.
But if that, her ass looks like a fat kid eating a chocolate
how
bar.
How do you know she doesn't do a lot of squats, though, and got that round? But
regardless how it came, that's just what someone told me. Now, I have not been out in the wild to look and see. I did look how you were setting page, but like you said, you don't have one.
I don't have a bed.
Yeah, but like...
missing in action.
Well, you got to equal out the prayers when you're a little kid. Like, oh, I hope I have big boobies, but you never said anything about
I
the butt.
I never said either one.
It's
got
to be a redneck
thin.
That's done that for Halloween. I'm an Edward cigarette hands.
I mean, just next time you see someone sit down that you think that might not be a real ass, if they don't fall into the seat a little bit at all, like, and they're just sitting there all propped up, it's a fake butt.
I thought you were going to say, shove your face in the seat real quick before they sit down.
No.
I like fake butts.
Don't smell a stranger's fingers either, Paige. I had to tell her that when we were in New York.
Why would I ever go up to somebody and say, let me smell it?
Literally, the guy walked up and said, here, smell my finger. And
where
she was leaning into it.
I
like, Paige.
Never. Like, I don't smell things. That's the last thing I do. It's like, I don't know where you've been.
She's like, you don't know it's been down his pants.
I don't know if
it's like, you don't know it ain't got formaldehyde on it either.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, knock
me
out.
He can knock me out, kill me, stab me.
Jesus. Not formaldehyde, what is it?
Poke me, stick me, hurt me.
He's got the, what is it?
What is that crap?
Rehypnol?
Yeah.
Formaldehyde.
He taped a roofie to his
formaldehyde's
finger.
For dead bodies. Yeah.
What is it? Oh, chlorophyll.
Chlorophyll. No, chlorophyll.
He's walking around with a green finger.
That's stuff that makes damn plants.
She said it's on his finger like
chloroform. Chloroform.
What is so?
Is with implants.
Wouldn't he pass out first because it's soaking through to his
skin? See, kids, they're going to test you on it now, but down the road, it don't damn matter.
Tell your kids that for real. Don't smell a stranger's fingers.
No.
You won't use it when you get
short-term memories, all you need. Long-term?
You really don't. You don't need to know everything. Nobody likes to know it all anyway.
Okay.
Especially if they're Mr. Big Time.
Yeah.
Mr. Big Time know-it-all.
Do you take too big of a chunk out of life's ass, a bite? Nobody likes that either.
Also, don't be a woman. I saw this, by the way, today is Tuesday, but someone still thought it was Monday, put it up as a Motivational Monday on X.
Dumbass.
A woman shouldn't go say they're going to go out and blank the blank of Monday. They're going to go out and blank Monday's blank. You shouldn't say that. That sounds...
You're talking about... Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
No.
God, nobody should say that either way. I'm not saying that.
No, I mean, like, nobody should.
Why do you twist like that? That looks
that's crazy. The technique I like.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, do into others. Kiss my ass.
Oh.
Well, whatever.
You can't hide. P1 Pride.
Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Dang it, I did it again.
What'd you
do? I'm going to delete it.
What'd you do?
I want to hear Summer of 69, but it's always a stupid-ass acoustic version.
Yeah, but nobody you want that. The one by Bryan Adams and not the cool porn version.
Like, it's him, but it's like the dumb-ass acoustic version. If you play an acoustic instrument, like, hook that bitch up.
Uh-uh.
People want to hear the electricity.
Not all of them.
I beg your pardon.
Unless it's an accordion. Those have to be a cappella, I think.
There we go. Put some nuts on it. 12 in a row coming up.
First time my 69 was in the fall, Paige. What about you?
What was his name?
I'd rather not say.
Oh, you know, she got a bunch of wild stories. She got a lot of wild California sex stories.
It'd be a fun way for like an American Pie style movie to start off. This song starts playing, and they do like the pan over of a neighborhood. Kids leaving the school, and then all of a sudden it goes to like somebody like Van Wilder sitting there with a face full of butt.
Oh, what?
Going at it.
They're gonna be so like in your face, literally, right?
Then the roommate's like, bro, you gotta go to class. Like, I've been in college 20 years.
It doesn't matter. I'm in the wrong bedroom. Get off me. We
My
never
bad.
Tell anyone about this. Ever happened.
My bad.
It's a guy. He's let me go to class already. Van Dubs.
Are you done yet?
V Dubs. Oh, and then in the background, Wild One's playing by Iggy Pop. Well, he's got a face full.
He's sitting there carving himself up. Did you ever see Iggy Pop perform?
Yes.
And did he cut himself on stage?
With glass.
God bless.
Oh, was he naked though?
Just a shirt and
like
jeans.
The equivalent of like Terry Funk.
I'm a real wild one. Wild one.
I mean, like, just carving up his body just for.
Well, you have to remember, I like punk rock. So back in the day, that was kind of like, you know.
He's the California Terry
I never
Funk.
Saw Sex Pistols.
Did you ever see Gigi Allen? Or Gigi Dolan? One of them's a wrestler, one of them used to cut himself and drink his own blood.
I have no idea.
Oh my God.
Gigi Allen. Is that guy?
I never saw Blondie.
Gigi Dolan
either,
is a wrestler,
but I would love to have.
See who?
Blondie.
Oh yeah, that would have been a good show. A lot of good songs.
God, I saw the tribute band. The guy who lost his sight, Blindie.
Wait, he Oddly went on enough, to be a Blind Melon, right?
The person who was playing the role of Deborah Harry had alopecia.
We're gonna tape Paige's eyes shut. She's gonna be Blind Melons. She's got big hooters.
Oh,
if you don't get it, if you've never seen her.
Oh, you just see her on our social media now.
Oh, yeah, there's a picture of her and Gunnar.
I made the meme.
Oh, that's not a good picture.
The Ring General.
And
he's a nice guy,
the
though.
First, oh, okay. This is another one. It's like one of those 90s summer movies.
Come it's on like, down to the wing bar.
Dude, I got to get a 95 on this test if I graduate. And the music starts playing, and he's sitting there. Doing all the bubbles on his Scantron.
Oh,
other kids
God.
Are smelling the Scantron. This fat boy taking a hit. This Miss Scantron.
And then
you see the teacher grading it afterwards, and they're outside pacing around, and finally she goes 90 in slow motion, and then 9.
Oh.
You got a 99. Yeah, you get to graduate.
Why don't you just
graduate?
You know, give them the point to 100.
We got barbecue wings, honey barbecue wings, teriyaki wings. Wings that taste like ass.
Teriyaki wings.
Come down to the wing bar.
May cause diarrhea. Thoughts of depression.
May cause depression and diarrhea. Live at the restaurant.
Smoking, some nudity. Wait a minute. That's a Netflix warning. My bad. I read the wrong copy.
We got 20-pound chicken fingers in all of the sauces.
Well, you don't see that anymore, do you? Remember, like, that 100 pounds of chicken for $10 on the side of the
no.
road?
No. All you can eat.
They quit
no
killing
more
the chickens.
All you can eat.
They quit killing the chickens. They're like, their damn eggs are worth more.
I saw one the other day. It was like 30 ribeyes for 25 bucks or whatever. I'm like, yeah, but how big are they?
God. Probably, oh, man.
Let me get some sirloins up in that mug.
Dude, I know they were not good because... Here's why I know they were not good before I talk crap about a business. Because they didn't, I mean, I'm not trying to perpetuate some story that wasn't true. Like, my parents, when I was 10, like, my parents didn't really, like, have a good foundation financially until I was, like, 10 years old. Just because they worked in factories and, you know, the way the textile mill did people. I mean, legit. And, but we, on Saturday nights, like, once a month, we'd have T-bone steaks. And that, I mean...
That's bougie.
I don't like T-bones, but...
Yeah, we'd buy them at Lowe's in boxes.
Did they come with a hammer?
No, I mean, they were frozen in this box, and it was like, not Lowe's Foods either, like Lowe's.
Home improvement steaks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. I swear, we'd buy T-bones from there, and the fact that we had a plethora of T-bones meant they didn't cost a whole lot.
No,
and they ain't no telling, like...
Real thin,
were
right?
Were they beef?
Like, was it imitation?
Like, if they say steak...
Wasn't Wagyu.
Does it necessarily mean... Don't have to mean cow, does it?
Like, you, when people told us grass-fed is a real small percentage that of their diet, they get labeled grass-fed. It could be, like, 4 or 5% of their diet. Like, something real small.
That's all my... Well, I mean, okay, so... That's not true, actually. I'll pull back on that. Majority of they eat is hay, my cows. But they also they also eat some cracked corn.
And they don't care.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Come down to the wing bar. We got chicken fingers the size of preemies.
Putting four quarts in, middle length. Wait a minute. I was trying to get back to the oil change place.
Oh, the oil change, yeah. Going down to Wild Ones Oil Change.
All those movies were great, though. Until, like, you go back and watch them. Like, in the moment, they were great. Like, I started watching the other night? And I'm like, I cannot finish this. I hate this. Maybe I love Lowbrow. I love...
Crying Game?
Oh, God.
We'll change your oil in 2 minutes.
Great soundtrack. Great soundtrack. I will say that. Great soundtrack. But what was my point? Before we were hilarious there. What was it?
Something about you couldn't finish watching.
Game. Oh, yes. I started watching Anchorman. And I'm like, God bless.
Oh, it's not funny anymore.
Part two is not good at all.
Oh, it's just the first. And I'm like, maybe you can watch it into the ground. But I was just watching. Like, man, I used to pop for this scene. Like, it's just not calibrating with me the way it used to.
That's how I am with Step Brothers. Like, it's a big miss with me. A lot of people like it. They like the nuts on the drum set. I mean, let's be honest. That's their favorite part.
Yeah, but those were not real. Or were they? They were actually Walt Goggins' real ones. It's the trade-off for using all the fake ones on Righteous Gemstone.
He said he never got to pick it. Danny McBride always picked his stunt double below the waist.
His prosthetic. It was an actual person?
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought it was a different prosthetic each time.
Every time it's been a different size.
Oh, wow.
So those are real actors.
Oh, wow.
They had to match their bodies up.
Can you imagine? You're like, what do you do? I'm an actor. Oh, it's something I've seen you in? Righteous Gemstones. I was the stunt penis.
Remember the one that had no testicles? That was me.
That was, yeah. Well, I thought that was nice they did that.
Oh, that was you?
That was the best one.
Yeah, but I didn't even notice it. You told me. Like, you didn't even have nuts on it. And I went back and I'm like, good
How
Lord.
Do you not have that? What happened?
Well, I don't. Once I see it, I kind of look away. I'm not sitting there looking at it. I'm not like looking away in fear, but I'm not sitting there like.
I'll be honest with you. I haven't obsessed with this year's, so I didn't watch it over again. If I'm
well,
this
it part. Sucks out loud.
I know you ladies don't like both, so you'd rather have one or the other. And he didn't have the
testicles.
I like
both. I like I want an ample.
Yeah, but if you both? Look at where this is going, but if. This is this
I'm
weird,
not being picky.
Weird scenario. And God wouldn't do this, but let's just say whatever. It's like I Dream of Genie or something. She's like, look.
Come to Naked Wing Bar.
It's Shaq. Shaq is the genie because that happened.
Hey, man, you got 3 wishes, baby.
And he's like, design the perfect man, but he can only either have testicles or a penis.
Oh. I'm going for the penis.
You are?
Yeah. Not a lot I can do with testicles, I'll be honest.
There's got to be another catch, too.
No, you don't get to have them.
Oh.
It's on him.
Oh.
What are you doing? You think we're, making you into a transsexual?
Well, yeah.
Which is cool if you want to be.
No, listen, if
Shaq
I had a choice.
Would never sign on for that.
No, I'm tell you why. Okay, you have to go to the bathroom, and you can't go to the bathroom through your testicles.
No, I meant the man. Your dream man has one or the other.
Yeah. I would say the same.
Yeah.
We can use the bathroom.
Look, if you got them removed, you at least got to have something to show, right?
Yes.
You got to have something.
I mean, they have prosthetics for that, but
give me some big prosthetics.
It's just like when.
Big. We love the big ones.
And we got an email about this. We actually got that email I never read, too. But we'll get to it at some point. There's been all kind of fun
frivolity, they call it.
Improvisational conversation.
I haven't talked in, a few days.
Right?
I've been making dirty jokes to, family. It doesn't hit as well as it does in here.
No. You ever say something funny to an animal and they look at you like, I understood that joke. That happened to me the other day.
The neighbor dog.
Did the chicken laugh back?
No, damn turkey.
I say all kind of bad stuff to the neighbor dog.
You know how chickens and turkeys already, they have twitches with their heads anyway? It doesn't glide from side to side.
Did you ask the turkey why the chicken crossed the road?
God dang it.
No, let me finish. But anyway, that thing's sitting there just pecking his head around and then I say whatever the joke was and it just stopped and turned its head at me. Like, and just looked right at me. Like, you understood what I just said.
That's a sign.
I speak Turkish.
Exactly. I don't know if it's a good sign, but that's a sign.
Why is that not a good sign? That'd be a great Turkish. Taxi driver, and that's where Noah's Ark is. So.
God, that still blows my mind they found that.
Yeah.
What else is next?
That's real, too.
Kind of makes you wonder, what's next?
Where's the Ark of the Covenant?
I mean, it's going to be somewhere.
Oak Island. Ark Island. Damn
Plum
it.
Island.
Screwed up the joke.
One of the islands. kind of petered out, man.
I know, but I screwed up the joke.
Laugh too hard. Right? You'll screw more of
Paige, take us home with something fun.
Something fun?
No, just say something funny.
Oh, okay.
Man, you can't do it.
Turkeys.
God almighty. What's going on?
Tell the joke about Fat Boy at the Hardee's drive-thru.
I can't.
You can't do it? Sure you can do it. You know, we could go out on that. Hang on.
That would be the perfect exit.
I can't.
This is that time where I just don't feel like I know we need to go to break, but I'm not comfortable with the way it ended.
I'm sorry. How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's...
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just to prove that, oh man, see, now you're going to throw me off track again.
Oh, don't let it. Don't let it get you.
I can't not.
That's a fun SNL bit. Where they sing the song and then kill everybody in the bar.
Hey, yeah, so Fat Boy said, you ain't gonna read that email when we come back. I said, bull crap. So I'm gonna do it now out of spite.
Someone's gotta read it.
I'm gonna do it out of spite. This is I like subject lines, and I think that's why this guy said this.
Take a load.
I'm not gonna fall into your trap.
Take a load for free.
I said, people send emails.
It's the best kind.
And they don't use the subject line. It'll just say no subject, or they'll just put mail sack or something like this. I was like, you got that space. Be creative with it. Let AI write it for you, lazy bastard.
Now they know what to say. You won't read this.
Anonymous dad needs help before I tap out. Hey, guys, please keep me anonymous for this one. I don't need my wife finding out I aired this out on the radio. All right. Well, I won't read your email address. That should probably keep it intact. I'm currently in a pretty heated debate with my wife over something that probably shouldn't be that big of a damn deal, but it's turned into one. Our daughter's 8 years old. We're trying to pick a extracurricular. Hey, get through that.
I got to start building them for college.
Extracurricular activity for her. I want her to take karate. I think it's a great skill, especially for self-defense. Especially. Not for the cool colored belts of color. It builds confidence, discipline, and I think every little girl should know how to defend herself in today's world. Today.
Yeah. A lot of aggressors.
But my wife is dead set on her putting her into dance. She says there's more of a future there, more opportunities. Oh, here's where Paige jumps in. Mm-hmm. More opportunities, especially when it comes to college and scholarships. I don't see it that way. I'm not trying to turn our daughter into the next MMA fighter. I just think karate, am I saying it right? Because last time it was, I was just saying karate.
I think Brock Landers would say karate.
Karate. I think karate would give her something that dance would not. And to be honest, I feel like I'm constantly being told to just go along with whatever she decides is best. I don't know who the she is, the daughter or the wife.
Well, it's got to be, well, you would think the daughter, but she's only 8.
He italicized she. Whatever she decides is best. Now I feel like I'm being told to just go along with whatever she decides. So I don't know if the she...
It's got to be the kid, right?
I don't know.
He doesn't know how she identifies. That's
I'm
what
sure
it is.
It's not that.
Oh, Lord.
So now I'm at a crossroads. I want to stand my ground, not just for karate, but I am... But because I am tired of feeling my opinion as a father doesn't carry the same... Oh, yeah, he's talking about
why
the
wife. Why don't they compromise and have her do what she wants?
Why don't you let me finish reading the email?
But
I also don't want our daughter stuck in the middle of a power struggle. What would you do in my situation? Is this worth standing my ground on, or should I just let this one go? Thanks. Anonymous daddy. Hey, daddy.
Let her take gymnastics.
You ever notice how an activity for a kid now is not something you just go do for a couple hours, a couple times a week, and that's it. It's all a big thing. Even if you play a sport, kids are playing all the sports. They tell you to play all the sports you can. I mean, but you travel on the weekends.
Do you think that is to big find things. Out which one you're good at? Like,
well, they would tell you to keep in shape, but you know, you're right. It could have been a trick a coach would use to.
I think it was because, remember, my football coach tried to get me to wrestle, and I'm like, no. What? Y'all, because you make the heavyweights run the same amount as you do the flyweights. Like, no.
They ran a lot. Plus, nobody like.
A lot. That's how they started and ended practice. No, sir.
High school wrestling sucked because, you know, the girls didn't really go that much. Your buddies didn't want to go watch high school wrestling because it's the fake wrestling. It's not the
shoot to have. Shoot to have.
Yeah, but you don't want to watch. I mean,
it just wasn't really, like a scene. You're like, I don't want to do that.
I never had the desire to go watch men roll around on the ground.
Well, you're missing out, first of all.
I guess
so. That's why I chose to do field. Yeah. But yet, even I wasn't like I was.
Field.
I could do the shot put good, but the other one discus made me dizzy. You if you're already fat and you got to bend over to start something, like you ever bend over to pick up your car keys and then when you stand up, you got the swirls.
I kick them against the wall and try to ride them up.
Well,
if I can.
It's just kind of that thing. The so you're going to sit there, yeah. When you like you raise up too high and it's like ooh.
Okay.
You're like, how can I bend over and pick up these keys and be this close to my gimmick?
Right.
But if I try to get close to it, I can't even get this close.
Or you'll exert more energy of like trying to pick it up with your foot and kind of kick it, hacky sack it up to your hand. It's like, dude, you could have just bent over.
But you'll sit there for 10 minutes trying to hack it.
Yeah. So back to the email.
8 years old and they're already trying to plan their future out.
It's not. So I'll say this. My grandson's 3.5. He's recently started gymnastics. It's a two-parter. It's one to have him, like, you know, on the farm, there's no other kids except little baby goats. Okay? But also, like, children nearby is not availability. But also to get him around other kids.
For social skills.
For social skills, but also to learn tumbles and even things like a safety jump, you know, like, hey, if the house caught on fire, you should jump and fall this way. I mean, already learning that.
Some kind of skill.
Yeah, some kind of thing like that. But when it becomes, and that's one day a week, but like you said, when it becomes to like you got to look at a lot of these, especially, and I know some of my friends, and I'm not talking about you right now, wait, where their hobby becomes yours, and especially on the weekends, yeah. It's like, man. Like I want to ask the kid, hey man, you all right? Like you want to keep doing this crap? I mean, you got more rings than you got fingers now.
Like if you want to quit, I'll tell you, daddy, you don't want to do it anymore.
I mean, you can tell if the kid likes dance because she's going to be dancing around all the time, like I was. I mean, at a young age, I always wanted to dance, but you know, this child may not be like that. She may love sports.
Somebody's going to get kicked. Either
there's
way,
there's nothing wrong with little
she's
kids.
She's got two options. She's going to break boards. Yeah. Or she's going to tap toes. Either way, somebody's getting kicked.
She could ride bikes, play baseball, you know. Or maybe a tomgirl. Just tomboy.
Not every kid shows that. Like, I tiptoed in breakdancing. I quit Boy Scouts after 3 weeks because of the heavy touching. I'm kidding. I didn't care about knots. I was pre-hiking enjoyment. I was heavy set. I didn't care. I didn't care about all the bandanas and patches and stuff.
And what about singing like your mom, chorus?
He was in the remedial Wade Hampton Ants, whatever they were.
It wasn't remedial. It was just like everyone is accepted. It was the DEI of its day. It really was. You know what, though? We tore the house down. We really did.
I got a buddy who's got 3 kids. And then he's like, the oldest one did this activity, so the other two can't do it because I'm not sitting through all that again.
Oh, yeah, that's what my mom did. My brother did Boy Scouts, and by the time it was my turn, she's like, oh, I'm not going to be a dead mother for you. Sorry.
So I've
been there, done that.
You got to do something the parents want to do too, right? I know somebody, they go like softball every weekend with their daughter, like, 10 months out of the year, and I just want to say, like, are you not sick of this?
I knew somebody in high school who I know for a fact they didn't enjoy it, but their dad was a big bowler, and were divorced, so dad's life became bowling, to the fact that when he would go over to his dad's every other weekend, It was two nights of bowling. He had the damn leather, you know, what carpal tunnel glove that they would wear.
Oh, yeah, he's got the Storm jersey on probably.
Had the you know, he had his own shoes and never had to rent them.
Like, he's got his Dexter shoes on.
And that became like his life. And I wanted to say, like, is you enjoying this too? Like, you don't look like you are. But every time I come hang out with you on the damn weekends, you with your daddy, we got to go freaking bowling.
Drop him off at the alley.
I mean, bowling for what, again, everybody's different. Bowling is like four times a year max.
Oh, man, some people do it.
Oh, I know. I know.
You got the leagues, and you try to go. If you want to do like a PBA qualifier, you got to go to one of those.
My big problem is I ain't worth a damn at it. Like, I'm not. It's I'm hard. Either getting a strike or it's going in the gutter. That's it. There's no middle ground.
I got a buddy that's great at it, and I was kind of surprised. Like, you don't strike me as a bowler. And why don't you try to do it to win some money? Why are you just doing it just like in a league here or there, like during the week?
I only bowl when we have like team building exercises or something with the station.
Well, I'll go for the chicken fingers.
That's good.
Oh, yeah. Last time we did that, I went to the arcade by myself.
Didn't you win? Fun, though.
You won something, didn't you?
I had a good time.
I gave my card away to some hobo looking disheveled kid.
Oh, that was me. I went in there and I won the crane game and I took a bunch of
you won a pickle
pictures by myself.
He said, "I'm going to win this pickle."
Take a picture.
Wow, that came out of nowhere, oh, dude. My gosh. I apologize. Like, I was just talking and it just popped.
Well, that's what you won, right? Like, you said, "I'm going to try to win this pickle."
No, I was trying to win the damn Bluey for my grandson and got a pickle.
I thought it was. Oh yeah, okay. I'm thinking of a different time. I was about to say this is before he was born.
No, yeah, this was the last time we were up there at, yeah, right before I had my surgery, because in that video you could tell I'm limping real bad. Call me Biscuit.
That's for all the nurses were posing with your gimmick while you were knocked out.
That's rumor. We don't know it.
Take my picture with my man's.
Was it a stuffed pickle?
I think it's AI. Oh, what?
Was it a stuffed pickle that you won?
Yeah, it's a big green stuffed pickle.
That's cute.
You thought it was like a dill pickle like you eat? Do you crawl? God, that'd be gross as hell.
Oh, yeah. Like it's like a crane game full of pickles?
But on the woman? Other, on the other side's hot weenies. You can crawl.
See, one of mama's.
Or in the front, they have some of the damn vinegar eggs. And, you know, and dude, that the it's store nasty. At Poe Mill, you went in there and like you didn't finger it, but you like you forked your own weenie. Or your own egg.
Weenie forker.
Of course. Well, you want anybody else touching
but,
that.
Like, think of the grossness that them cans was just open and closed.
Oh, yeah, at the bar, they'll just grab them. Ugh. Could you imagine walking past the vending machine, you hear a, hola. Would you like to win a Tijuana Mama? Stick your quarter into this slot.
Where are those made? Are those going to go
probably
up
North
higher?
Carolina.
Are those the tariffs going to go up?
Oh, so close.
Where's Penrose at?
You do not win the Tijuana Mama.
You just do not want bar peanuts.
Paige is wearing a dress like she's going to a quinceañera today. Paige, what are you working on?
Oh, my goodness.
In the Plex.
All right. Well, we got the perfect vacation. Are you ready for that?
I ain't using one.
What is the perfect vacation?
I mean, I've had staycations, which is gay to say, but I will.
You've been on the
I mean, that's just, I didn't go nowhere. I'll say that instead of everything having to rhyme.
Staycation.
I didn't go nowhere.
Well, I mean, look, it's not having to work. That's how I see it. A lot of people like to go spend money, and I mean, I like to go to Gatlinburg, don't get me wrong, but.
Yeah.
So does everybody else and their mother this time.
Everybody in the world does now. Like, that's the new.
Did you see the beach was down? I don't know if that's real or not. They're saying 65% occupied for the Memorial Day weekend, Myrtle Beach.
Oh.
Beaches were empty. Well, of course, there's a shooting in Little River, but still.
Yeah.
There's always violence in Myrtle Beach. They were saying, like, just didn't get enough visitors. Like.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny you say that because we mentioned when the guy was talking about spring break and his daughter was going down there and he was nervous for her and all that stuff. Remember that?
Yeah, the twins.
Yes. Somebody sent me a very interesting link. So that downtown area that we all love with the Pavilion and Myrtle Beach and Ripley's and all that, that little corner right there, apparently there'd been shootings there all along. There'd been fights there all along, which I knew the fights because of Mother Fletcher's and stuff. But, like, they protected that in the news. because that was their gym. That yep. was their joint. And so they protected it. But then when the... I can't not shimmy.
Feel free to dance.
Rest in peace, Eddie Guerrero. But then when the city or the investors didn't give a damn about that, and they went and bought all the swamp land and moved Broadway and did all that crap, then they said, we're not protected in the news no more. Now you find out what's really happening down here.
They flood the strip, which means it's blocked one way for most of the day. You can't, you know, put your whip out there. You can't pick up bitches.
On their Kawasaki's doing wheelies and stuff. That scares the hell out of me if I'm driving near that. Because if you fall, I'm going to run over you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Not on purpose.
You got your low riders with, you know, the fat California wires on it?
It'd probably be safer if I did roll over you than skid my brakes on you. No?
Imagine you hear this on the strip. Hey, mama.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Why don't you get up in here, mama?
They done converted the Rise Guys now. Oh, my God.
Well, just thought I'd been my front seat, eh, mama. Yeah.
It's 27 de mayo.
Yeah, what's a munch on some enchilada? You know what I'm saying, mama?
Dirty Dom Mysterio. Paige, what is up in the Plex? We'll be back right after this. Hold on.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.